Okay, so let's unpack this. We're interacting with AI all the time, right? Getting loan decisions, recommendations, you name it. But often, these AI models, they kind of feel like black boxes. You get an answer, but how it got there, total mystery.
Exactly. And that mystery is precisely why explainable AI or XAI has become so important. The goal is really just to make those AI decisions, transparent, understandable to us humans. But for folks actually working with this stuff, data scientists and even business leaders, picking the right XAI technique, that's a real challenge. There are just so many methods out there now.
Yeah, I bet. And that's sort of our mission for you today, isn't it? We're going to dive into this pretty interesting recent study. It polled the experts, the people actually building and using XAI,
Oh, yeah.
and it found some eye-opening challenges, surprising stuff you might not expect. We'll focus on this key split, explanations you get after the AI decides versus explanations built right into the model from the start.
And that black box problem really highlights the need, doesn't it? I mean, if an AI gives you a medical diagnosis, maybe, or turns down your mortgage application, and you have zero clue why, how can you possibly trust that decision?
You can't. Makes sense. So XAI is the field trying to shine a light on all that, aiming for models we can actually interpret, understand.
And there's this fundamental divide, like you said. On one side, you've got what's called anti-hawk XAI.
Anti-hawk.
Think of them as inherently transparent models. Glass boxes, sometimes people call them.
Glass boxes, I like that. So, like, what?
Well, decision trees are a classic example. They're basically like flow charts, right? You can literally trace the path the decision took.
Simple enough.
Or generalized additive models, GAMs. With those, you can see pretty clearly how each individual factor, say your age or income, adds up to the final prediction. And there are things like Bayesian rule lists too, which give you these clear if-then rules, like if credit score is high and income is stable, then approve loan. The logic is right there.
So those are the models that are sort of born transparent. But what about the really complex ones? The powerful black box is already out there. That's where the other type comes in.
That's exactly where a post-hoc XAI fits. Post-hoc meaning after the fact. These are techniques you apply after a complex model, often a black box, has already made its prediction.
Right, to try and understand it afterward.
Precisely. To get insights into why it decided what it did, a really popular one is FHAP.
That's HAP. Yeah, heard of that.
It's kind of like dissecting the prediction, looking at how much each piece of input data, your credit score maybe, or past behavior, pushed the final outcome one way or the other.
Okay, and you mentioned others, anchors, counterfactuals. Can you give us a quick feel for those?
Sure. So anchors or scoped rules, they give you a very specific rule for a particular prediction. Like this loan got approved because your score was over 780, your debt to income was low. It anchors the decision to certain conditions.
A specific reason for a specific case.
Exactly. And counterfactuals, well, they're maybe the easiest to grasp. They basically tell you the smallest change you could make to get a different outcome.
Oh, like a what if?
Yeah, exactly. So if your loan was denied when you earned, say, £30,000, a counterfactual might show it would have been approved if you'd earned £45,000. It shows what needed to be different.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got the what's anti-hawk, post-hawk. But let's get back to the why. Why does any of this split, these methods, why does it really matter for, for you listening?
Oh, it matters hugely because understanding why an AI makes a decision is absolutely fundamental for building trust, especially in high-stakes areas.
Like medicine, you mentioned.
Definitely medicine. Explaining why an AI suggests a certain treatment could literally be life or death, or finance justifying a loan denial isn't just good practice, it's often a regulatory requirement.
Right, compliance.
Exactly. Explainability gives users insight, builds confidence, and allows for that crucial human check on the AI's reasoning.
Okay, but let's get to the juicy stuff from that study. The real-world challenges, the surprises. One big one was just effort.
Yeah, that came through loud and clear. Experts found many XAI methods, especially counterfactuals, surprisingly labor-intensive, really time-consuming, lots of manual work just to make sense of the explanation.
So much for quick answers.
Right, they really wanted concise explanations, something you could grasp quickly. And another big frustration, visuals.
The graphs and charts.
Yeah, the presentation. Many tools apparently have, well, bad default settings. Experts, even ones with XAI experience, said they struggled with complex visualizations.
Like what specifically?
SHAP graphs got called out unclear axes, confusing colors. People were worried about misinterpreting them. One expert literally said, to be honest, it's one of the worst graphs I've ever seen.
Wow, worst graph ever seen. That's pretty damning.
It is. And it points to a bigger issue, doesn't it? Who are these explanations actually for?
Good question.
The study found most current tools are really best suited for, experienced data scientists, not really for non-technical people or just general users.
So there's this match.
A big one. Different people need different levels of detail, and this whole interpretability thing, it gets even harder with bigger data sets or more complex models. The explanations start to break down at scale.
And time is another factor, right? You need answers now, but the explanation takes ages.
Exactly. That tension is real. Many applications need explanations almost instantly in real time. But some of these xAI calculations, they can take hours, even days sometimes.
Okay, so given all that, the effort, the bad graphs, the time lags, how do people even choose a method? Sounds like a nightmare.
Well, it's definitely a balancing act, a series of trade-offs, really. You have to weigh up who the explanation is for their technical skill, how fast you need the answer in the runtime, and what you want explained just one prediction or the whole model's behavior.
So, like, anchors might give you a nice clear rule for one case, but maybe they're slow to compute.
Could be, yeah. And counterfactuals give you those handy what-ifs, but sometimes they suggest changes that are just unrealistic, scenarios that wouldn't actually happen in the real world.
Right, infeasible data points.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, wrapping this up, what's the kind of surprising takeaway here? It seems like even though xAI gives us these tools to look inside the black box,
Yeah.
even the experts are finding the tools themselves can be, well, clunky, hard to use, not always fit for purpose. Getting clarity isn't automatic. It takes real work.
That sums it up perfectly. The study really drives home that even experienced users can struggle with these tools,
Yeah.
and that can lead to mistakes, or maybe trusting an explanation too much when it's flawed. Which means there's a huge need for more human-centered design in xAI, making the tools actually work well for the people using them.
Okay, so here's the really interesting thought for you to chew on. If the experts find this stuff difficult, what does explainable even mean for the rest of us? How much explanation do you actually need to feel comfortable trusting and using AI in your everyday life? Something to think about until our next deep dive.